All right, so you're going to name your kid Nirvana or Nirvana, as
Nirvana. Nirvana Rosanna Dana. That's my baby's name. Look who's here, Wendy. It's Kurt. Our friend Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. We haven't seen you in months.
I know, it has been months.
Well, you were at a convention that was like a 2.5 week convention for television, right?
Right. Well, it was, yeah. It's
out in California?
I guess you can call it a convention, yeah. All the networks bring their new shows and talent and producers of their new shows, and they sort of parade them around in front of the TV critics. And
how fun is that?
It was. I love it.
It's one of the biggest events of the year in TV, isn't it?
Well, they do it twice a year. They do it in the summer, too, then for the fall and stuff. So you get chances to interview a lot of people.
Are they on their best behavior, Kurt, all the stars?
Yes.
I bet they are.
And so are the reporters.
Are they? Well, you'd have to be. You don't want to insult any of the big stars of TV's biggest stars.
You don't.
You had
an
altercation
with a few of them.
What happened?
What?
What happened?
Talk.
You can tell us.
No. I just had fun with a few of them off hours.
Did you?
Yeah. But I got to meet Donald Sutherland.
Yeah. Which has always been a dream of yours.
Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
Hasn't it been a dream of yours too?
Yeah, I'd like to meet Donald Sutherland.
Yeah. He is in this new show that's coming to FX called Trust, and it's about the Getty family. And
really?
The first season is sort of the same story as that movie.
Does he play J. Paul Getty in it?
He plays the part that Christopher Plummer played
in the movie.
Yeah, and except this is going to be three seasons, so what it's going to do is follow. The first season's this story about the kidnapping and what happened and how the fallout from it. And then the second season will be going back in time to see how the old man got so weird and stingy.
Yeah.
Like how his parents, what his parents did to cause him to be the way he was. And then the third season will be all his sort of ancestors, I guess.
Oh, interesting.
And how they broke up the trust, the trust, and what they did with that.
So did they commit to three seasons? Because normally they'll shoot a season. If it's a hit, they continue and make more.
I think they did.
They did.
Danny Boyle is the man behind it. He did Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
And his guy, screenwriter, Simon Beaufoy, I think that's how you say, who has written a lot of his movies with him for him, is the screenwriter for it. And I had a chance to talk to both of them, and it just sounds so amazing, and I've seen the first four episodes of the first season.
It's pretty
really
good.
Yeah. But Donald Sutherland I interviewed, and he was introduced to me as Kurt, and by the end of the interview, I was Carl.
He started calling you Carl.
He was calling me Carl.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything, but then I left. I was done, and I left, and I had lost a piece of paper that had all these notes on it.
Yeah.
And so I was walking around the room, and it was this huge room, and he saw me from a distance, and all of a sudden I hear this booming voice, "Hey, Carl!"
It's very nice.
And everybody in the room turns and looks at me, and I'm like, I won't run over there. Yes, Mr. Sutherland.
Yes.
And he says, "Carl, what are you doing?" And I said, "I lost some notes I could have used when I was interviewing you, but I winged it." And he said, "Carl?" And he likes to pause a lot for effect, right? He says, "Carl." And I lean in, and all the publicists lean in, and his wife leans in, and he goes, "Good luck to you."
Oh, what a nice thing. He didn't get your name right, but his message was a good one.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it helps this show that they just had this movie, All the Money in the World, and people kind of know the story? Does that help them or hurt them, do you
think? I think it'll help because the movie, obviously, 2-hour movie, can't do what this 10-episode first season's doing. And this really gets into the details, and they filmed in England at a big mansion like the one that he had, and in Italy, where the kidnapping took place and where they were living, where the kid was living.
Right.
And, I mean, the story of the Getty family is just so bizarre. Like, there's all these other details in there that I haven't seen the movie, but I don't think a lot of the movie has a lot. And I talked to those guys about, were they worried when they saw this other production was happening? And, you know, Danny Boyle said, you know, Ridley Scott's a great director. I'm excited, and you know, I can't believe he was able to refilm it in a week.
Yeah.
You know, after all the things happened with Kevin Spacey, but you know, I think it's going to be different. It's very different.
It's always funny how there'll be a time where there's nothing about somebody, and then all of a sudden there'll be two or three projects. The same thing happened with Truman Capote a couple years ago.
Yeah, it did.
And with The Talented Mr. Ripley a couple years ago, where there were two versions within a short
span.
Yeah,
it's like somebody discovers. I think with The Talented Mr. Ripley, it had to do a little bit with they sort of rediscovered that author.
Yeah.
And then, it is.
Yeah.
a little odd.
What about Angela Lansbury, Kurt? Did you have any encounters with Angela Lansbury?
I said hello to her in the hallway.
What was that like? Was she great?
She said hello back.
Hello, Carl.
No, she didn't call me Carl. Or Kurt.
Donald Sutherland said to say hello, Carl.
Hello. She's in, PBS is doing a new production of Little Women.
Really?
Yeah.
And she plays?
And she plays, what's her name, aunt, the rich aunt, the rich old aunt, March, Aunt March.
Oh, yeah.
And, boy, she is something else.
Yeah?
She's what, 80, 90?
Yeah, 100,
that's
110?
A big difference, 80 or 90.
I can't remember exactly. Maybe 93, is she? But
that's
just
the beauty of being in Little Women, is you shrink as you get older, so they probably save on...
She was just walking around. I mean, she wasn't, you know, she was just like...
She's feisty.
And it was funny because their panel, you know, everybody is, of course, going to talk to her.
Yeah.
She's 92.
92.
Everybody's going to ask her questions.
And 5'8".
And it pretty much was that.
Is she 5'8"?
She was tall?
She didn't... Is that tall?
Well, I'm 5'6".
Oh, well, then she's tall.
Angela Lansbury could dunk on you if she wanted to.
I think she's taller than Daniel Radcliffe, who I also met.
You saw Daniel Radcliffe? You saw Harry Potter? What was that? How come?
I've interviewed him before, but never met him in person, so it was nice to actually meet him in person.
Why was he there? Does he have a TV project coming
up? Yeah, you know, he's done so many odd, interesting... He's made so many cool choices since Harry Potter, I think.
Yeah.
And the latest is he's doing a half-hour comedy for TBS,
mm-hmm.
in which he plays an angel,
mm-hmm.
And Steve Buscemi, you know, Steve
love him.
Yeah. Plays God.
Oh, that's interesting casting.
And it's called...
Wow, when I get to heaven, if I look at God and he looks like Steve Buscemi...
What'll happen?
I'm going to jump down.
It's called Miracle Workers, and it'll be on the spring sometime.
And it's a comedy, obviously.
Yes, it is a comedy. 7-episode anthology comedy.
Oh, that sounds good.
He's a low-level angel responsible for handling all of humanity's prayers.
Steve Buscemi and Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Let's
Can
do
we
this.
Give away a pair of tickets to Potted Potter since we brought up Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah.
We have a pair right now, the seventh caller at 312-981-7200. A pair of tickets to Potted Potter. It's the hit Harry Potty.
Wendy. Come on.
Oh, my God. It's
just
Friday.
Just because you don't understand
it's 5
something,
o'clock somewhere.
You don't have to condemn it.
It's the hit Harry Potter parody featuring all 7 Harry Potter books in 70 hilarious minutes. Now playing at Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. You can get tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com or be the seventh caller right now for the potty party, 312-981-7200.
All right. It's Bill and Wendy. Carl's here from TVShowPatrol.com. More after this.
Congratulations to Mary from Chicago. She is going to the Potted Potter party.
Are you sure?
Potty party.
It's a pair of tickets to Potted Potter, the Harry Potter parody. Pick a peck of pickle peppers.
Now you got that part perfect.
It's now playing at Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. You can get your tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com. Harry Potter books, 7 of them, all of them in 70 minutes.
Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. Visit the website. It's a great one. How about this for some casting news? This show, Big Little Lies on HBO, was just a runaway hit. Everybody loved Big Little Lies, and they're doing a second season.
It's winning all kinds of awards.
Every award you could possibly win. Meryl Streep's name has been added to the cast of season 2. Meryl Streep.
Meryl?
Doing television.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I really do like her.
Oh, she's the best.
Did you see the Post?
No, I have not seen the Post.
It's good. It's a little too rah-rah, but it's as an old newspaper person. Well, not old, but a former newspaper
person. Former newspaper person.
It's good.
Yeah. What else did you want to talk about? I hope Murphy Brown is one of them. I hope.
It is, but not yet.
Not yet.
I want to finish just 2 more things from
my trip. Sure, of course.
That I think people will really love.
Yeah.
BBC America is doing this season 2 of this thing called Blue Planet.
Uh-huh.
Where they have spent 4 years filming underwater and doing all this crazy stuff. And it is so fascinating because it's more than just a nature show, because they had to basically invent things, cameras and equipment, so that they could do this stuff. And they've like gone the deepest anyone's ever gone in a submersible in Antarctica.
Is this the James Cameron project or is it separate?
This is
separate
else.
From him.
Sir David Attenborough is hosting it, sort of, but it's these three, the producers are these three amazing people who I got to talk to. And so this deepest dive was by a woman.
Yeah.
In the submersible, which is also kind of cool. And the season started last Saturday, and the second episode is this Saturday. And this Saturday, she is in Mexico, off the coast of Mexico somewhere. And it's the first time ever they filmed these methane bubbles coming out of the ocean floor. And it's like sort of the Earth having gas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it has to escape somewhere.
Yeah. And I don't think they've ever filmed
that. That's Wendy's stock excuse, Kurt, by the way. I've worked with her for a long time. I've heard that excuse a thousand times.
So, you know, it's just things like that. And like, then they found on the ocean floor in another place, and like deeper than they've ever been, they found an underwater lake.
Really?
Inside the ocean.
Okay, that is weird.
That is extra, like super salty water, like even more salty than the ocean water. So it actually looks different.
Well, how do they differentiate the lake and the ocean?
They have these eels who go in there to try to find food, and if they spend too much time in there, they show one just sort of spasming.
Oh,
and
no,
then
from
dying.
All the salt.
Yeah, because it's so concentrated.
Wow.
High blood pressure. That's
it.
Must
be high blood pressure. And so the whole, the shores of these lakes are dead animals that have gone in the lake, that have gone in this underwater.
What is this called?
It's called Blue Planet 2.
All right, that just really.
When is that on?
It's on Saturday nights on BBC America.
And it's currently running?
And it's the second episode is this Saturday, but I think they're airing the first episode again right before that.
That sounds good.
And it's so cool because you get to see all this nature stuff that some of it that has never been filmed.
Right.
But then the last 10 minutes of each episode, they sort of show how they did it.
Yeah.
Like, and the equipment.
Oh, nice.
And that kind of stuff. So you get to learn. And they're doing all these scientific papers off of their discoveries on this. Like, if you go to their website, you can see all the stuff that's being done. It's just fascinating. It's
that
so cool.
That sounds like it.
I mean, I'm totally nerding out about it, but when I met those producers, and I was like, more than seeing Angela Lansbury or anybody, I was like, oh my God, it's so great to meet you. You guys are amazing. Ah! You know, I was just
cool.
I was just sort of going a little nuts.
Yeah.
You know, because you wonder, is there anything left in the world that hasn't been seen or explored or discovered?
but they know that there's sea creatures down there that we've never seen before.
Right.
They know
and,
that.
And the thing is that apparently we know more about the moon and about Mars than we do
our own oceans.
About the deep ocean.
That's a fascinating fact.
Yeah, it's cool. Anyway, so that's one thing. And then also, if you're a fan of Downton Abbey, Phyllis Logan, who played Mrs. Hughes, I interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
She is in this new show that's going to be on Acorn TV, the streaming service I've talked about, called Girlfriends.
Yeah.
And it has another Potter connection because Miranda Richardson, who was in the Harry Potter movies, and Zoe Wanamaker, who was in the Harry Potter movies, play her two girlfriends, and they're women in their late 50s who have some kind of thing happen in their life. One of their husband dies. The other one, she gets fired from her longtime job. And the other one, her son, her no good son comes home and starts doing this stuff. So they like reconnect. And it's this really cool sort of comedy with a little bit of a mystery in there. It's
Girlfriends.
Girlfriends.
This is called.
And it's on Acorn TV. That starts this Monday.
All right. We'll look for that.
Yeah.
You promised us a story.
Oh, Murphy Brown?
Yeah, please.
Oh, they're going to revive. You know how they're doing all the revivals?
Yeah.
Roseanne, different things like that.
Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, the new season of...
You can do it. Sound it out.
Will and Grace?
One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time.
Starts today on Netflix. Season 2 starts today on Netflix. Murphy Brown is being revived. CBS this week ordered a 13-episode season, and Candace Bergen will star in it as Murphy Brown.
I'm a big fan of hers, by the way.
Yeah, she's great.
And she'll also executive produce, and the original creator, Diane English, will be back.
She's involved again.
Producer. Yeah. And they're trying to get some old castmates to come back and stuff.
As regulars, Kurt, or just as like a guest starring role? Do we know yet?
Seen.
We don't know yet.
Yet to be seen. But it's sort of going to... And they didn't even sort of give the details about what positions she'll have.
Yeah.
You know, will she be like the owner of a network? Will she be a news person? What do I?
Yeah.
You know, they don't know any of those details yet. But the idea is that it'll sort of do the same thing Murphy Brown did back then, which was bring up hot topics, skewer politics. The whole idea of can you trust the media or not? You know, that kind of stuff.
So the original stopped almost 20 years ago, right?
1998. It went from 88 to 98.
Wow.
The one thing we do know is I believe you got word of the new theme song, correct?
Yeah, they want to hear the theme song because we have a tape of it. Here's the theme song. Listen.
V-V-5-5-4-4-5. I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Murphy.
Brown.
Murphy.
Brown. He's a clown.
Murphy.
Brown.
That's going to be a huge hit. If the song is that good, you know the show's going to be that good.
Song's going to be number one.
There's no doubt about that. Well, Kurt, it seems like there's a lot going on in television. Is there anything premiering this week other than what you mentioned that we should be keeping an eye open for? Anything big happening on television this week?
AP Bio.
What is this?
Next Thursday, it starts on NBC. It's a comedy, and it's created by Second City alum Mike O'Brien from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And it has
formerly of SNL.
Yes. Yeah. And it has two other Second City alums starring in it, and it is about a disgraced philosophy professor, I think he is, who goes to a high school to teach biology.
Is this the one that Seth Meyers kind of oversees? He's the executive producer of? Because I keep seeing clips for some show about a teacher that Seth Meyers is behind.
Yeah, I
also.
Think that might be something
is that
else.
Something else?
And what is this called?
It's called AP Bio. And it starts next Thursday, February 1st. Yeah. They're going to do a preview. Then the Olympics happen on NBC. So the Olympics will be... The NBC will be all Olympics in most of February. And then it comes back... Like sort of with two episodes, like sort of starts over again February 25th.
And this is the Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Glenn Howerton's
yeah.
in it.
Okay. He's Dennis.
He and I have talked several times, and I saw him in Pasadena.
It's created by Seth Meyers.
It is. He wasn't on stage. That's weird. Huh. But Patton Oswalt's in it,
and Lorne Michaels.
And so Glenn Howerton plays the disgraced Harvard scholar who decides to use this high school class to get back at his nemesis and to get his old job back.
Oh, that sounds great.
Do you hate him in this like you do in Always Sunny?
He's not very likable, although he does come around. But the funny thing is the three women, Mary Sahn and Jean Villepicu, those are the two of the three teachers that he interacts with. They just rip that guy every day. Like, you know, he thinks he's superior to everyone. And those three teachers just cut him down.
Oh, it sounds funny.
And that's really
very good.
Funny.
That's Kurt Wagner, everybody. His website is tvshowpatrol.com. He's a very close friend of Donald Sutherland's. I think you'll enjoy the website. Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt. And you know what we have, Bill? This is huge news. We have a pair of tickets not to see Billy Leff.
No.
But to see Billy Joel.
Better show.
At Wrigley
Far
Field.
Better show.
This is Billy Joel at Wrigley Field. I know you want him. I can't give him to you. September 7th, Billy Joel's fifth consecutive year at Wrigley Field. The past 4 years have all sold out. Tickets go on sale this Monday, January 29th at 10 a.m. You can buy yours at cubs.com/Billy Joel, or we have a pair. Should we give it away right now?
Right now, Wendy.
Well, September 7th?
Yes.
We wanted to do a trivia question, but... I just feel like we need to be fair to give these tickets.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so seventh caller, since it's happening on September 7th, right now, 312-981-7200. Who wants to go see Billy Joel? Seventh caller right now, 312-981-7200. It's Bill, it's Wendy at 720 WGN.